episode 430, Lead with Silence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Welcome. I'm so delighted that you're here. Come in, take a seat. Get ready to sit in silence. This feels like an eternity, doesn't it? You're like, oh my gosh, is she on? I know. Today we're talking about lead with silence. That's your inspiration and motivation today. We are so bombarded with noise. Have you noticed how much noise is around you? Listen. What do you hear? Even during a pregnant pause on a podcast episode as this, it feels like an eternity to not have something going on in our lives. We think silence means nothing is getting done, but actually it allows our bodies to revitalize our mind, our bodies, and our spirit, even our emotions. It allows ourselves to recreate who we are. It's the reset button. But we keep going in our life and we keep going and going and going and going. It's like driving a car and all of a sudden you're hitting empty and the empty light keeps going off. But you're saying, I have no time for that. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going. Eventually, what happens? Eventually, you just stop, don't you? You run out of gas. In our world today, we are running out of gas, ladies and gentlemen. We are pushing ourselves beyond our own limits, and not the limits of strength, not the limits of endurance, but the limits of just being able to live, to have vitality within our own lives, to be able to be joyful, to have smile and happiness written all over your face. But instead, you're really carrying scowls and scars of hurt. An unwillingness to do or change anything because, well, the gas tank doesn't really say it's empty. I still got a little bit more to give. How much is it going to take till all of a sudden you just drop? Silence. Lead with silence. This really woke me up when I was working out today. And I usually work out to music. And I don't like blare my music because I work out at home. And so I've got the kids coming and going and the hubby. And we're on spring break right now. And the weather, well, it's decent. It's kind of gloomy out. But there's a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through those clouds. And so I wanted to get my workout in early. So I had my music on. And it wasn't blaring because not everybody was up. We're kind of chilling out. Usually when I'm working out, most people are gone. They're already at school or at work. And I'm doing my own work. Well, today it wasn't the case. I was working out with my hubby, and all of a sudden it was stretching time. I'd gone through everything, my strength training, went through and did some HIIT, and I mean, I was feeling good. I was dripping in sweat. And so then I began stretching to kind of my cool down process. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, the radio's not on. There's no music. Silence. Silence. I could hear my heart beating. I could feel my muscles quiver. I heard the kitty cat trying to get in at the door. Lead with silence. Sisters and brothers, I'm telling you, we are such in a hurried, scurried world. All we do is we have noise. If it's not coming from electronics, it's coming from the noise of our children. It's coming from the noise of complaints from our customers. It's coming from the noise of the world. It's coming from the TV. And at some point, you just want to shout and say, enough is enough. Lead with silence. It comes down to your health. Your well-being. And health and well-being, what I mean by that, is truly your wholeness as an individual. What makes you you? When you begin operating under unnecessary stress, unnecessary you know, kind of grr, and you're always on the wrong kind of the edge. You know, we always talk about pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone, pushing ourselves to the edges. Well, the problem is most of the time we're living on the edge of rage, of anger, of frustration, of overwhelm, of I can't do it fast enough, of oh my gosh, I need more time in the day. Oh my gosh, I'm still feeling tired, but I still have 20 more things on my to-do list. I still have to fix dinner. I still have to take the kids to their soccer games and their dance recitals. Oh wait, and then on top of that, somehow we're going to squeeze in our favorite family TV show and it's 11:12 at night. Where is your silence in your life? Today I want to encourage you to find the silence. Lead with silence. There's something about having quiet, no unnecessary noise that allows your mind to hit reset. It allows your emotions to go, whoa, I'm bringing it back down again. It allows your body to truly relax. Have you really felt the tensity within your own muscles? Yeah, that tension that builds up when you're always on the go. If you commute to work, holy Toledo, you're probably a bomb waiting to go off all the time because with traffic, it's enough to skyrocket our blood pressure, even if you are a patient and loving person. Silence brings about a warm, kind-hearted spirit. It allows you to love again from your core. Wouldn't it be nice to love today from your core? Wouldn't it be nice to feel joy from your core? Wouldn't it be nice today to be extra incredible? Wouldn't it be nice today to lead with silence? Listen to your breath. Feel your heartbeat. Don't take today for granted. Take some time and lead with silence. Revitalize your mind, your body, and your spirit, and your awesome, incredible emotions so that you begin to really experience the world that God has created for you. Lead with silence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.